Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Iranian government has banned two inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, from working in Iran. The ban was announced by Iran's Atomic Energy Organization chief, Ali Akbar Salahi, who said the two, who were not named, had filed false reports on Iran's nuclear program. IAEA press officer Greg Webb said in a statement, "The International Atomic Energy Agency can confirm that on the 10th of June 2010, it received a letter from Iran objecting to the designation of two IAEA safeguards inspectors. The IAEA has full confidence in the professionalism and impartiality of the inspectors concerned. The agency confirms that its report on the implementation of safeguards in Iran, issued on the 31st of May 2010, is fully accurate. The IAEA will continue to monitor the situation carefully and keep member states informed as appropriate." U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley called the banning of the two IAEA inspectors by Iran worrisome and symptomatic of its long-standing practice of intimidating inspectors in which Iran has engaged.
"The IAEA inspectors should be free to report on what they see during the course of their duties. Reducing cooperation with the IAEA will only deepen the world's concern with respect to its nuclear program. Iran's obligations are clear and were made more so through the adoption of UN Security Council Resolution 1929, which underscores the requirement that Iran has to cooperate fully with the IAEA."
Iran's decision to block the inspectors, said Mr. Crowley, will not engender or encourage the international community to believe that Iran's program is peaceful in nature. He said the United States remains focused on implementing and enforcing economic sanctions that have been adopted by the Security Council, while at the same time making clear to Iran's leaders that the diplomatic option to resolve the issues that have been raised by Iran's nuclear program remains available.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.